6. И назад нога пошла. Раз.
Every weekday at Altamedics Adulte Healthcare Center in North Sacramento, over 100 Russian-speaking immigrants follow a tight schedule of health education and exercise.
It's very structured here.
Michael Borisov is the lead social worker at Altamedics. He says the people here get this state-funded service because their health is at risk. Almost all of them are elderly.
They need at least supervision with things like bathing, dressing. They are unable to access resources by themselves without assistance.
Some of the Eastern Europeans here came as refugees after the fall of the Soviet Union. Their medication is managed and their therapy individualized. But Borisov says that's not all they get.
For many of them, this is everything. This is the only contact with the outside world that they get.
When a legal settlement restored adult day health in the state budget last year, the new program was reserved only for the frailest. In recent months, state-employed nurses have been visiting the centers to determine which participants are needy enough to keep getting the service.
It's difficult, but it's better than the worst-case scenario.
Sergei Ionov is Altamedics' director. He says 28 participants have been deemed ineligible for service. They appealed and hope to win back the right to stay. The center isn't being paid while they wait for the appeal hearings.
A lot of these people have attended our program for years, and they need the services. They have little or no alternatives.
The state is also backlogged on paperwork that allows Altamedics to be paid for other participants. Ionov says more than 40% of the cases here are currently unbillable. And he keeps the doors open with a line of credit.
The main thing is that our participants continue reserving services. That's the main thing.
At over 260 centers like this around the state, the cash flow situation is what Lydia Messalides would call dire. She's with the California Association of Adult Day Services, or CADS.
Some centers have already reduced hours of operation. Some have already reduced their staff, laid off some staff. Some are preparing plans for temporarily closing. Others are having a very difficult time finding lines of credit.
CADS surveyed its centers. Those that responded said if the state reimbursements don't start coming in soon, they would have to close, lay off staff, or stop serving the participants who've been judged ineligible.
It's the worst I've seen in all of my years of working in this field. And I'm trying to stay optimistic.
The California Department of Healthcare Services says about 1,800 people have been found ineligible and have asked for an appeal. And about 200 nurses are working on the entire transition. John Chen is the state's director of long-term care.
So we're behind and we'll try to catch up, okay, just because of the volume of the work that we have to deal with.
Shen says they're hoping the hearings will go more quickly when they've ironed out the system.
This has been a long, hard process for the department, as well as for the provider, as well as for the consumer, not knowing what happened to them. But we are really at the end of the, so to speak, at the end of the tunnel.
But for many participants, hearings could be months away. And for the centers, the transition is far from over. Meantime, Altamedics continues to serve the 28 ineligibles without reimbursement. The old and fragile adults are known to break out in traditional church songs during monotonous exercise. They may not fully understand the complexity of the situation, but they fear they may not be coming here for much longer. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.